idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
computers. Everything's computers. Anybody here besides myself purchased a computer recently? Give me a hand. Where'd you buy it, sir? Circus. Oh, so you're on par with me. You're an idiot, too. Right. Well, they make you feel like I have three computers in it. I got a website 10 pages long. You can email me. Say hi. The wife, one of my daughters, she needs a new Apple Mac. Go, go.
I go to Best Buy. I don't know.
You ever go to these big self-contained stores? They have different logos. You go to Best Buy, they wear blue vests, the employee. You go to Home Depot, they got these little orange aprons with these back braces. Back brace, man, I need you. And when they leave them open, they look like the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Pimple-head kid.
Can I help you?
Computer? Money.
How many RAMs you looking for?
Computer.
How many bytes do you need? Type of modem do you want?
I'm gonna go home.
Is it me? But you get a thousands of advertisements, that spam, they call it. I'm the only one. You get a lot of that mortgage stuff, triple XXX, XXXX. What is that, like sex with a barn?
Some of them are embarrassing.
Penal enhancements?
I'm like,
And they know my name. Hey, Bobby. How's the little fella?
Honey, they got a little pee-pee. Oh,
I couldn't afford a penal enhancement, so I bought the hand reduction.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This program is intended for a mature audience. It contains scenes and dialogue of a strong sexual nature. Audience discretion is advised.
I don't intend to stand here and hold a midnight conversation with an intoxicated man.
Well, then sit down. Hey, everybody. How you doing out there? Hello.
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 And welcome to the 44th floor of the asylum. That's right. The lunatics are loose.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm just a little bit concerned about the number of lunatics on this trip. My limit is one.
And all of my personalities. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am one of your hosts, Crazy Jay. The other host is Mad Mike. That's right.
There will be an orgy beginning in room 340 in exactly 4 minutes. Orgy in 340, 4 minutes.
Hey, we gotta make this quick. I got somewhere to be in 4 minutes.
Yeah, the orgy, that's where the inflatable sheep are. We are gonna have fun. Hey, I wanna thank muttonbone.com for sending us over some life-size love yous.
You're welcome.
Yes, Mike, thank you for pointing that one out.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
And
I like to use my pointer.
We're going to be talking to, I think his name is Al Roaches, about...
Roaches.
Roaches?
Croaches.
Roaches, whatever. Anyway, yeah, we'll find out about that later on.
Flotches?
We're going to find out about this lovely novelty item, that's right, known as the Love Ew.
They must be here for the sheep.
Also on the show, Matt Mike. He's here with some how-tos.
Booyah!
That's right. We love the how-tos. And also on the show...
Some Sunny D?
No. God, no.
I already got a little bottle cracker right
there. I don't think the little one's going to do the effect that the other one did on you last week.
Oh, dude, last week was ridiculous.
Seriously, it took an hour for me just to air the studio after you left.
It was rough,
And in because of that incident, it has inspired me to play a classic comedy bit about a competition.
Nice.
The Increpitation Contest.
I'm all about competitions.
We've also got the news for you. Not in the news. News will be here a little bit later on. Plus the Crazy 8 Countdown. Which
anything,
is gonna be...
anything from our favorite place?
Oh, you got to believe there is. Plus, we're going to have part two of the most annoying songs in our Crazy 8 Countdown.
I better be in there. I'll sing it live.
Also, we've got some of your requests, and the countdown to Desert Fest has begun. We've got less than 20 days before we go out there, watch some bands, get completely shit-faced, and just have a really good time. Because nothing says more fun than completely blowing your mind with alcohol and riding around on ATVs.
Yeah, well, it's 120 degrees outside.
It's fun, people.
Yay.
But hey, if you want to contact us, you can.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. You can contact Mad Mike at his lovely, lovely email.
ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Nice. Yahoo!
And, got something here.
Bagels? I love bagels.
It's not bagels.
Oh. Well, I love bagels.
I'm sure you do.
Actually, I like English muffins more. Bagels are really hard and firm. English muffins are much, much better because they're softer. I think they toast better, too. Then they're usually already forked, so you can, like, split them in half. Bagels, you usually got to cut yourself, and I can't cut in a straight line to save my life.
But,
you know?
If you want to contact us, you can do it that way. You can also contact us by phone, 702-979-9606, or on MySpace and Facebook.
Or Napster, or Friendster, or Schminster, or all those stir places.
All those good places. Well, we're going to get things started with a 911 call.
Oh, no.
This one is good. Most of them are good.
This guy doesn't look ethnic.
Well, that's because it's a girl.
Oh. What? Is that really?
It is a girl.
Whoa.
This girl apparently has a problem with McDonald's. And
that ain't the only thing she got a problem with.
And she calls 911. So here it is.
911, do you need police, fire, and ambulance?
Police.
Where?
I'm at McDonald's on Delaware.
What's going on there?
I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget with a small fry, and she said that they didn't have any chicken nuggets. That's why I told her I want a McDouble and a small fry, and she told me I don't have to pick anything else off the menu because she can't refund me the disrespect out of the meal. And I told her, just give me all my money back. And she told me she can't give me my money back either. She will have to, I have to pick something.
There's no manager there?
Ma'am?
You already spoke with the manager?
She says she are the manager. She's saying something about she just can't refund me my money or something. But she don't have on the menu what I want a chicken nugget. And so she didn't have that. So I told her to give me a McDouble and just to find the difference. And she said she can't do that. So I told her, just give me all my money back. And I don't want anything. And she's telling me she can't refund my money now. She don't have what I want. And she can't force me to eat something that I don't want.
What's your name?
Hello.
What's your name?
Dumbass.
Latricia? Okay, your phone number
80.
All right, I'll send an officer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
An officer.
911, do you need police, fire, rescue?
Police.
How can I help you?
I'm calling. I need an officer from McDonald's on US-1, North US-1 by the bridge.
Okay, what's going on there?
I just ordered for food. The manager just took my money and won't give me my money back. They're trying to make me get something off the menu that I don't want. I ordered chicken nuggets. They don't have chicken nuggets.
No chicken nuggets?
So I told her to refund. Give me my, just give me my money back. And she told me I have to pick something other something else off the menu. She's not going to give me my money back. And she don't have the right to take my money. Here's her officer right here.
Okay, I'm...
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What's the problem?
I called a couple of minutes ago for police for, North McDonald's, I'm at McDonald's on North US 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Close by the bridge.
Is it a different McDonald's
every
time?
No. I'm to McDonald's and I ordered a Fancy's chicken nugget and a small fry. And she took my money and gave me the change back. And then she came back to the counter and said that maybe after having a chicken nugget, but I like anything else. I told her, yes, get a nice price, so I can get a McDouble and just give me a different kind of it. And she told me that she can't do that. She asked me, do I want anything else on the menu? I told her, no, I want, you don't have my chicken nuggets. I want a McDouble and a small fry now. And she told me I will have to pick something else off the menu that equal to what I paid because she can't do that. And so I told her, just give me all my money back. I don't want anything. She told me she's not going to give me my money back. She can't give me my money back either. And so she's trying to force me to eat something off the menu that I don't want.
What's your name? Latricia?
Uh-huh.
And your phone number is Eddie?
Yeah.
You're at McDonald's on Delaware?
No, not Delaware.
It's North US 1?
Yes,
okay, yeah, we got an officer coming out there to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
She called like three or four times, dude.
I need this. I need that.
They ain't got no chicken nugget. I don't want nothing but no chicken nugget. They making me get some. I ain't no chicken nugget. I want chicken nugget. And I can't get it. And they won't give me no money back. They forcing me.
It's an emergency. This isn't really an emergency, but it is sort of one to this little old lady. I live over here at 1034 East 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been terribly upset, and I thought the only thing I could do, I don't think of sleep pills and all of that. I went out and bought myself a couple of small bottles of beer. I thought that would relax
me. What's the problem?
The problem is I can't open the bottle. Could you send a man over, and I'll be downstairs and have him open the bottle?
Okay, wait a minute. Am I correct that you can't place, so you went out and bought two bottles of beer, and you want a policeman to come by and open them for you?
Yes, please, because I don't have any equipment here that seems to handle that kind of a pop. And I have never gone in. I think I had a ketchup bottle once, and a neighbor broke the top off.
Well, listen, I'm going to get you someone out there to open those beer bottles for you. What's your name, dear?
My first name is Elizabeth, and I'm known as Betty, but Elizabeth is my
name. Elizabeth's your real name, but you're known as Betty?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not important.
Well, what apartment are you in?
Apartment 10.
Well, you just stay in your apartment now, Betty,
yeah.
And I'll send them up to the apartment. What's your phone number?
Well, I take a look at it. It's a new one, and I don't remember it very well.
The old lady, she's already had a couple.
It looks like 452. I can't see it with all the magnifying.
Okay, you can't see without magnifying glass. That's okay that I don't know your phone number now. It's 425, maybe. Would that be it?
Well, it looks like it. It has been put in by the operator, or the one that put the phone in, and it's down below, and that is was it, and then they put another one on the top, and they're sort of over blurred. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just get it.
I'm cold sober, and
I know you are.
Yeah, and I don't have any bad intent or anything. I just want to be able to go to sleep.
I know. Well, we'll get you in out there to open that beer bottle.
Thanks.
We're going to get you somebody to open that beer bottle. That's badass.
Bye-bye.
Now, that's what the police should do, you know?
Help out an old lady.
Help little old ladies get drunk.
Now, this one is amazing. And we've played some good ones. Now, this was actually recorded December 16th, 2003.
Wow. That last one was great.
This one is awesome.
All right.
All I'm going to tell you about is it's about somebody that wins some money on a lottery scratcher.
I better drink some Sunny D.
Yeah, check this out.
Stupid videos.
That's not the one I wanted. Hey, what happened? That's not the one that's supposed to be there. What the hell?
Those are definitely kickboxers.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's breathing a little.
What was that?
metal stud.
The ambulance is almost there. Just tell me what happened.
What? I'm getting the price ticket.
Sounds like he's just in shock, man.
No, no, he won $200,000.
And
he's fainted. No,
my
friend.
And
I what? Took the ticket back.
I smacked the shit out of him with a frying pan and took the ticket back.
So wait a minute. She called because she hit him with a frying pan.
And he's waking up and now she's scared. She beat the shit out of him. I love that. That's awesome.
So she's called the police because he needs help.
Seriously.
That's funny.
Well,
shit.
Why is he chasing you? Well, because I hit him in the head with a frying pan because he won $200,000. I took the ticket back and gave him. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you got some how-tos coming up on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to do some how-tos.
Yeah.
Pretty much what I'm going to cover today, folks, has to do with meteorites.
I'm sure it does. I'm excited to hear that one. We've also got the news coming up and a great interview with the Chief Shepherd.
Yeah.
Of muttonbone.com and the great love product that he has.
I wonder if he's the good shepherd.
I don't know. We'll find out. One of the questions we can ask him. But we've also got the countdown to Desert Fest, which means we'll be playing some music that always reminds us of the fest when we're out there.
Yeah.
And if you're not a fester and you're not a friend of theirs on MySpace, the official site is myspace.com/DesertFest63, or just go to my MySpace and you can find him there. Log on, be a friend, find out how to get there. And we got two nights of music this year, so it's going to be amazing. And don't forget, next week is going to be the last show for May. And then we're going to take some time off because Desert Fest, the week before Desert Fest actually consumes a lot of my time. So we'll be doing that. And
I'll be learning how to cook with cilantro.
That's right.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Mike will be going out to Desert Fest with us. And,
that's right. So if you want to see me, this is your chance, ladies.
And
or Scanlon.
Yeah. And we're gonna record the show out there and have some fun out there. So you're not going to want to miss it. And then the show will be back in June. So it's going to be awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some of your requests, some new music, some comedy, some off-the-wall craziness, because Mike is here. And we've got some how-tos and much, much more. So we'll be back right after this.
Is your child trying to tell you something? He could be trying to tell you he has a problem learning.
You can do it, Bobby.
But with the right help now, over time.
The boy.
Good, Bobby.
Looked over to the frog. Frog!
Great.
He could be achieving so much.
It went ribbit and just started hopping.
Right.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently. Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now.
That made him very happy.
A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
There's a vacation village near Orlando that is unlike any resort in the world. It's for special kids with life-threatening illnesses. It's called Give Kids the World Village, and it provides a week of fun and relaxation for kids and their families. A week of simple pleasures that would make any child smile. Swimming pools, visits to local Orlando theme parks, and unlimited ice cream. A week to live in the moment and to make memories that will last a lifetime. All for free, for their families too. To find out how you can bring joy into the life of a very sick child, call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org. And please, help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of...
I work 6 days a week. Who do you think you
are? Don't you ever talk back to me again! You just shut up!
What a child learns about violence.
What are you crying about, little brat?
A child learns for life.
Central, we have suspect from early assault in custody. Male, 15 years of age.
Teach carefully. We're ACT, adults and children together, against violence. And if you're a parent or caregiver, we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Visit actagainstviolence.org for details or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. Call today, 877-ACT-WISE, and stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Psychological Association, and the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
Hey, this is BK, and this is Matt from Leaving Springfield.
How come you're doing my part, dude?
Why stop now? And you're listening to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, baby!
while still counting. How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, billion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. Yeah. We are tired of hearing about every goddamn one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a Happy Meal, if that's at all possible. I'll tell you what I like about Chinese people. As long as we're on the subject. They're hanging in there with those chopsticks. Still using chopsticks. You know they've seen the fork. Oh, they're well aware that we have the fork. And the spoon. I don't know how they missed it. Chinese farmer getting up working in the field with a shovel all day. Hello, shovel. There it is. You're not plowing 40 acres with a couple of pool cues.
Jerry Seinfeld here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, if you want to contact me, the email address is crazyj@comic.com. We're going to get to a couple of requests that have come in. Melissa from Reno wanted to hear this one. Oh, I think she did. Yes, she did. Here is No Doubt. I just love it when the CD players go awry. Oh, yeah. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Well, I fix this. You can check us out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. A lot of people have been emailing me going, are you just going to make a MySpace for the Rockin' Comedy Show? We're thinking about it. But you can find me at MySpace at the moment at myspace.com/crazyj13. We are the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. This one is for Melissa out there in Reno.
Thank you. go away.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
John R. Butler here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the Hand of the Almighty. That one going out to Alan. Melissa, ahead of that one from Reno, wanted to hear some No Doubt. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. You can email me, crazyjcomic.com, and that's where you can make your request. You can do it at Facebook. You can also do it right there at MySpace, or go to the official website, rockincomedyshow.com, and leave it as a comment. That is right. You can do it. You can do it. I have faith in you. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's continue, shall we? This one's going out to Paul.
I had the copyright.
Well, you know, I got to get the right CD to make it work. I'm off to a good start. Here's Paul. No, this one's for Paul. Oh, man. Yeah. I need some medication. Nurse, give me a shot. Okay, this one's for Paul. Here's Puddle of Mud.
Everybody's empty.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us on our phone line is, forgive me if I mess up your last name, Al Rochins?
No, it's Al Rochins, like La Cuca.
La Cuca.
Nice.
So La Cuca Run.
Well, with that, you should have, like, inflatable cockroaches, I think.
No, we don't have any inflatable cockroaches at Mutton Bone.
Who wants to hump a cockroach?
You would be surprised.
You would be very surprised.
But you are the, according to a website, the chief shepherd of MuttonBone.com.
Is that like Jesus or something?
No, it's more like a pimp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you put on a you farm. Pimp him out?
Yeah.
Now you don't rent them out, right? You don't use them, you know, and then get in and have them sent back.
No, that's not my job.
That's not your job.
It's not like a red
box.
No,
we have people who do that.
Yeah, it's not like Red Box. I do have to say I was taken aback when you actually sent us the love. I was really surprised of how big it actually is.
Oh, it's life size.
Yeah, I was surprised at how big it makes me feel.
Nice. He's speechless. He has no idea.
No, you'll have to send pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we will.
We had Bobby Clayton here last week, and we were doing an interview with him, and it's actually on video. The camera guy was actually pushing the sheep closer and closer to him to try and make him feel uncomfortable. It was great. Yeah, it was very funny. So, we'll send you a copy of that video.
These things are great.
Yeah, it's really good. So, when was Mutton Bone created, and why was it created?
Well, it's created for families, mostly. Yeah. We wanted to create a quality product that the entire family could enjoy. But, it was thought of by some very strange people, and they were, I don't have an answer for that.
You being one of the strange people?
We're filling a need.
You being one of the strange people?
No, actually. I jumped in. They came up with it and couldn't figure out how to sell it. And then I came in at an odd time in the inception and
he said inception.
Realized its potential and helped bring it to the web.
So are you the main web designer behind it?
Yes, I designed the website.
Nice. Well, the new website looks good.
It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's sheeptastic.
Yeah, I'm addicted to some of the games on there. I've been playing Poker Sheep quite a bit. And now people are thinking that we're talking about inflatable sheep, and now I'm poking sheep, but it's two different things. It has nothing to do with the other one. So the feedback, I mean, the pictures are great. People are taking it on rafting tours and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah. People do all kinds of stuff. It's usually for bachelor parties or a gag gift or a surprise.
Right.
Definitely a surprise.
Well, we've decided that we're going to take pictures of the love views all over Vegas, like the Las Vegas sign and maybe downtown Fremont Street.
Yep. You know. I want to make it. I want it to have its own MySpace so you can message it.
I think we have a MySpace page.
Oh, you should tell us what is it.
I think it's the love you. Hold on a second.
Well, we love you too.
Nice. Love you. Here, I'm typing.
You know, most of the time when you see, like, it is really cool, because most of the time when you go to, like, an adult bookstore and you see, like, an inflatable sheep, they're, you know, they're not very big.
No.
Not that I would know that by any means at all, but this one.
On your daily trip to the adult bookstores.
Yeah, daily. Not hourly, by any means. But I gotta say that maybe you should consider for an extra $5 putting in an air pump.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's kind of like, you know, when you're fully aroused and you're trying to put a condom on, and by the time you get the damn thing on, you're just like, forget it, I don't want to do it. Sort of the same object when you blow up the sheep, you kind of lose interest in it.
Yes. It's like a real date.
Well,
it's too much work.
Just bring them to a gas station when we need to inflate them here.
Well, with my blow-up dolls, my female dolls, I like to fill them with helium because then they try to escape and it's more realistic. But, yeah, I was blowing it up, and then I realized how convenient you guys put the air hole next to the hole. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's the full, you get the full effect that way.
You do.
By the time you're done, you're sniffing ass.
Which one of you blew it up? Who had to blow it up?
I blew mine up. Michael's still in the car. He doesn't have an
opinion. Did you name your sheep?
What was that?
Did you name your sheep?
I have not. I haven't gotten to know her yet.
I'm still trying to figure out what nationality I want mine to be. I think that's important.
You gotta base those things on personality, and yeah, I haven't really been able to spend a lot of time with her yet, so.
I understand.
Right, but as soon as I name it, I will let you know.
Hey, how long has Mutton Bone been around? Because I swear I remember seeing it, being introduced to it, like back in the 90s, I want to say.
Yeah, 1995.
Well, there you go. I remember I was a youngin' when I first saw it, and I fell in love. I was like, this is the website for me.
And he's been there ever since. It's in his favorites.
Yeah.
So you still looking for that MySpace page?
No, I gave up on that.
Have you guys ever thought about, like, moving over to, like, other product lines, like an Inflatable Love Emu? The names are very similar.
No, you know, you don't get that into that. You know, the sheep are all over the planet. So, you know, honestly, if you're going to have sex with a sheep, you're just going to go find a sheep. It's really easy enough. But
if
you're going to find an emu, that's pretty difficult. I think, you know, something you see fairly often is something you probably want to have sex with.
Well, what about a panda? Yeah.
But,
what about a panda?
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe a kangaroo. They have pouches.
They do. These are crazy things.
We have been. You know, it's funny. When you do this stuff, you really find that there's sites out there that have inflatable sex sites. It's not like a human blow-up doll or a sheep blow-up doll, but it could be like a raft or a ball or a couch. As long as it's inflatable, there are fetishists out there.
Right. I think you should consider a panda.
You should.
So it's obviously doing very well. Do you sell a lot of them?
We do. Mainly to bachelor parties, some fraternities. But you find that a lot of people who just want to surprise their friends.
How about
or
like...
just give a gag gift. We only pick these up. And it's really 50-50 female-male ratio that buy them. And they're usually gifts.
Nice.
What about, like, to old folks' homes? They don't know where to
Not yet, but we could do a test sell.
Well, you know how they say that, you know, you should take a dog into an old folks' home because it gives them companionship? This way they don't really have to feed it or water it. And they could just, you know...
They just got to lube it from time to time.
So muttonbone.com. Let's give that plug out. We gotta get you to sell a whole bunch of these.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for the plug on your website, buddy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. it's a product that really sells itself. You know, we've tried advertising it, but unless someone's looking for this, they usually, you know, if they're looking for that really funny gift to give people.
You could get that ShamWow guy to do like an infomercial. I don't know. It practically sells itself.
Yeah, I think he's actually looking for work now, right?
Yeah.
I think so after he got his ass beat.
Damn, hooker.
He should have gone after the sheep instead.
You could clean it up with a ShamWow when you're finished. She really loves my nuts. Yeah. But it's awesome. I mean, the website was fun. We appreciate you sending them. We're gonna go all over town and take some pictures. Maybe get thrown out of a couple of places.
That's my hope.
That's where they're like, you can't take that. We're like, you know, maybe go to the pool at the MGM, you know, Mirage, and, you know, just set it out on the side of the pool and see what kind of attention we get.
Tell them it's a raft.
You know better than I do, but I think you can get away with pretty much anything in Las Vegas, can't you?
You would think so.
Unless it involves whipped cream and a midget that's looked like Elvis.
And pickles.
And pickles.
Yeah.
And pickles. Well, let the midget hold the sheep.
Yeah. He could ride it.
The thing of it, yeah, he could ride it because they're about the same size.
Yeah. We could get like a little saddle.
We know where you can get a midget. Down at O'Shea's. We'll just say, hey.
Dude, that would be awesome.
We'll get
it can take about 120 pounds of pressure. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Oh, we'll definitely monitor its thrust.
Nice. But it's awesome. So, you know, keep in mind Blow Up Panda.
Yes.
Okay, I will. I'm writing it down.
Write it down.
Next to the emu.
The emu, man.
Write it down. Maybe a Blow Up Koala, you know. Koalas are pretty popular.
We're going to have the vegetarian tofu. Sheep also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should do like an aquarium product line, like a squid. That would be great. And you could wrestle with it.
Nice. And that could be the...
You've been thinking about this for a long time before the sheep
he's
even
been,
arrived.
He's been thinking about it since 1995.
Yeah, I've had a long time.
So you say it's for families. Do you have baby sheep?
For the kids, sure,
yeah.
Well, you'll be glad to know that when I blew it up and I showed it to my friend Nick, he fisted it right away, and I was
he just jumped right in.
Yeah, he was like, "What the hell?" And he's like, "You know, I'm gonna take this home.
I've been waiting all my life for this. Yeah. There it is.
Well, I was dreaming of this last night."
We're supposed to feed young minds, you know.
That's right. But it's awesome. The product's fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with it, obviously, and we're going to take it everywhere. We'll even put a leash on it.
Take it for a walk? Yeah, we can put, like, little roller skates on it.
See, we have it all worked out. You're going to get some amazing pictures from Vegas. You better watch out.
Ooh, we could put little rockets on the skates. It could be, like, rocket skates.
I might even place it so it looks like we're interviewing it with the microphone and the headphones and then take a picture like that.
Well, perhaps it can do the interview also.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We might even be able to find a way to where it looks like you're speaking out of the sheep.
Nice. But it's awesome. We want to thank you. Muttonbone.com is the website. And,
thanks.
You know, there's no MySpace, apparently.
Yeah.
But apparently there could be in an hour.
Yeah, there's a fan page on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's on Facebook. So what do we just type in?
Yeah.
Love sheep or mutton bone?
The love you.
The love you. I love you too. But it's awesome. So if they just go there, they just order. How much do they cost?
They are $34.99 for a life-size inflatable lingerie-wearing sheep.
Now, if people don't really know, like, life-size, how big is it?
Life-size is 4 feet long by 3.5 feet tall.
That's incredible.
That's huge.
Wow. I'm looking at her now.
That's a lot of sheep.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at her now. She's here in the studio.
We got those measurements from an encyclopedia.
Really? Sure you do.
So those are, it's like anatomically correct almost.
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 It doesn't shed. It's fully shaved. You can't make a sweater.
Well, and neutered, apparently.
Well, that's how I like them, shaved.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, she's a cutie. Oh,
and it also comes with a patch repair kit.
Yes, I want to thank you for that, too. Because when you buy a... When you go and buy a blow-up girl, she doesn't come with a repair kit. Once she's done, she's done. So
I thank you
for the repair kit.
I thought it was like
how long does that take? Well, what do you know?
Well, it depends. If you have a good night of drinking, you could take care of her in 30 minutes. Yeah, just you know. I thought it was Alicia. I thought it was Alicia at first when I saw the little cord in there. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but it's nice.
What are you into? Do we need to make, like, an inflatable ball gag for these things? Or what are you looking for?
Nice. You, well, while you're doing that, you could be doing, working on the panda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you for your time for calling in, man. It was awesome. We've been talking about this thing for a couple of weeks, so we're going to continue to talk about it.
While eating some enchiladas. That's a burrito and an enchilada mixed together as one.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But thank you, buddy. It's awesome. And we're going to plug this thing, and we'll start sending you out some pictures of her adventures.
All right, love to see them. We'll throw them on the site.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
But hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What are you, stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
All rise, this honorable court is now in session. Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
I remember back when I was still at school. These bullies always picked on me. They called me a fool. They knocked me on the ground.
Ow!
They rubbed dog poop in my ears.
Yeah!
They kicked me.
Ow!
They punched me.
Ow!
They said, come and fight, you wimp.
What'd you do?
I think I had an injury, then I ran away. I ran away, then I ran away. They stared me in the face, and I ran away. Children always laughed at me after that day. When I said I tore my ACL, then I ran away. I was playing one day in my backyard. When I made the perfect snowball, round and smooth and hard, I spotted Nasty Ted Jablonski.
Ooh.
I let fly the perfect snowball.
Okay.
It smashed the neighbor's windshield.
Uh-oh.
He came out and said, who the hell did that?
What'd you do?
I pointed at my sister and then I ran away. I ran away, I ran away. And I ran away. My sister was grounded for 3 years and a day. So I said she was adopted and then I ran away. I was walking with my girlfriend one night. Two guys were sitting on a bench. They pointed at her and said, she's a fat, ugly tramp.
Whoa.
She smells like peanut butter.
Hey.
She's a loser.
Oh.
She's pedantic.
Oh.
She's a mediocre soccer player. My girlfriend said, make them stop.
What'd you do?
I dumped my girlfriend on the spot, then I ran away. I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away. And I ran away. The honor of my woman was on the line that day. So I told my girlfriend I was gay and I ran away. I was walking by myself last week when the devil himself appeared in front of me. He had fire all around him. He smelled like a burning tire dump. He opened his mouth. He pointed at me and he said, Mike, you're next.
What'd you do?
I came up to the devil.
Oh, yeah.
I poked the devil on the shoulder.
Right.
I said, look over there. And then I ran away. I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away. Stay me in the face and I ran away. I'm hoping that the devil smokes two packs a day. Cause my day of reckoning is here and I ran away. I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away. I ran away. Whenever I was challenged, I collapsed like a souffle. But I still alive to sing the song because I ran away. Oh, it's a ran.
Oh,
it's a
ran.
Oh, it's a ran.
Oh,
it's a ran. Oh, it's a ran. I ran away.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. My co-host is the one and only Mad Mike. What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Hey, let's give it up for Al for calling in. Awesome job.
He was awesome, yeah. Al. Al Ratches.
Al Ratches.
Ratches.
And they love you. Remember, go to muttonbone.com and check them out. They're a lot of fun.
Or go to mybone.com.
And I got an email from
check
him just a little while ago that he's actually going to send us some more to give away.
That's awesome.
So
there's
going to
be some very lucky
listeners.
Mm-hmm. Hope you like sheep.
So thank you for the Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, anytime. Thanks for the Sunny D. He's my new supplier of Sunny D.
Yeah, but
I got a case of Ladilla.
So you went out on a date.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Now let's talk about that. The girl actually works at the pool at the Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Now, it started with like a high school romance, a little note. So and so at the pool likes you.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was, you know. And there was somebody's like, hey, Mike, this chick says what's up to you. And I didn't even know she was. So like, yeah, tell her I said what's up back. Not thinking, not knowing. And I have Kiss Ladilla stuck in my braces. And it ain't going anywhere, man, let me tell you. But so then, like, I got to see her, and I was like, all right. You know, I could be nice, you know what I mean? Everybody can make anything work, you know what I mean, if you try hard enough.
Right.
Now, if you want it enough, you're going to get it. Yeah.
She's not that bad.
She's not horrible looking.
No, she's not.
She's a little on the big side, a little chubby, but you know, she's not bad. I think she's actually, I would say she's attractive. And when we went out on the date, you know,
what
happened?
Dun, dun, dun.
So basically, one, she can't use chopsticks. She has no idea how to use chopsticks.
I can't use them either.
Dude, that's huge, okay? I've been using chopsticks for 6 goddamn years.
But your girlfriend was Asian.
Exactly.
That makes a big difference.
I know, but I'm just comfortable with them. It was weird seeing someone not being able to use them. That's a woman, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's almost like it's a requirement nowadays. You know, I mean, there's never always going to be a fork. You will always find sticks, okay? You can always eat with sticks. So then, like, I don't know. Just I couldn't understand some of the conversation sometimes.
Why?
I think it could have been that she was just nervous and shy, and so when she would say something, it would be just out of place, you know? And that's cool. You don't understand that. Besides, you know, I'm a pretty awesome person to be with and around, you know?
Okay.
So I can see how I can make her feel a little, you know,
right.
Insecure, you know?
me in all my amazing glory.
Scanlon.
But that wasn't even it. That wasn't even it. I was good. Everything was, you know, gravy.
You're in the
like,
car. Now, from what I understand, you're in the car.
It was before the shot. It was before the car. The car was when I was like,
okay, but I mean, you're in the car,
uh-huh.
And that's when you first discover the smell?
No.
No?
It was in the movie theater after dinner.
Well, wait a minute. How could she... You didn't even pick her up and take her to dinner? You didn't smell it then?
No, because she met me at Borders at Town Square. And
So then you went to dinner.
And then right over to the movie and saw Star Trek, which was badass, by the way.
Okay, but why would you get in the car? They have a movie theater there at Town Square.
I took her home. She's in the car. I'm joking.
Wait a minute. So she had somebody drop her off.
Some good shit. I don't know. She could have walked. She didn't live that far. Okay. No. She had to have somebody dropped her off.
But you didn't discover it until after dinner.
After dinner, because she was sitting across from me, looking down, eating her food. I'm smelling my food. Everything's good.
You didn't discover it in the theater.
I did. It was in the theater, but after we got the tickets, she sat down next to me, and I still didn't even realize until she said something, and then it kind of like whiffed into my...
There's like a little cloud of green funk?
Yes. And I was like, what the hell was that? I thought somebody put their stinky...
You didn't notice it at dinner?
No. Because she, like, it's like from me to you. I can't... Can you smell my breath?
It smells like Sunny D.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I mean, it's the same principle. You know what I mean? We were like this far away. And a lot of times, you know, you're eating, so you're talking down. You're eating it, talking into your food, you know? So you don't even realize it. Or you're laying back, and you don't realize that, you know, there's this, you know... Mr. Halitosis is kind of doing his thing up in there. And, her, you know, I mean, she had some interesting, you know, she had a pretty interesting grill, you know. But you know, I always have had a pretty rough grill, so I don't really hold that against anybody. But there was definite signs. I had some suspicions. I knew something was immediately peculiar. I saw her gum line, you know.
But weren't you sniffing? And she was like, what are you sniffing?
Yeah, so then after smelling it, I was like, what is that fucking smell? This... So I was like, oh, my God, I think it's her breath. So I leaned in kind of close to her. And then she's all, what are you doing? What are you smelling? I was like, oh, nothing, it's cool. But I was like, yeah, after that, I was like, yeah. It's
so she gets in your car.
So everything was like.
The silver bullet.
The silver bullet. God bless his heart.
she gets in the car.
She gets in the car. I get her in the car, taking her to her house. Crazy things can happen, and that's when, but, like, I was already in my mind trying to think of, like, clever ways that maybe I could still do it and just not kiss her, you know? Like, thinking of some type of excuse. Like, I don't know, I've got, like, a tongue disease or something. I don't know. I was really trying to stretch it out. By the time I dropped her off at her house, dude, the smell was in my car. It was in
my car. It's kind of like a scene out of Seinfeld.
Yeah, it was in and around my car. I was like... So I literally dropped her off like the Americans dropped a bomb on Hiroshima. It was just, boom, gone. See ya. And she said, been texting me still today. And she sent me a message that says, how are you? I was the same as I was yesterday. What are you talking about? So instead, I was like, well, I'll give her the honest answer. I have gas. It took her about 3 hours before she responded. Oh, well, I just took a nap.
Yeah, she did. You frightened her.
Yeah. I took a nap because you don't smell nice.
Michael, I don't think it's going to work out. You smell.
I know, right? I'll be like, I know. You should have seen that quesadilla I was eating. But that definitely was El Grosso. And seriously, like, I could handle everything but that fucking smell, dude.
So really, the best part of the evening was Star Trek.
Star Trek was awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie.
But I literally, like, okay, you know, like, when you're with somebody, you kind of, like, lean into their chair. I had a lean on the other side. This guy was probably like, what is this dude's problem? But I was like, it's better than the alternative, dude. Trust me. You know? But the movie was... awesome. You realize it was a sequel.
It was a prequel.
It was a sequel. Because remember, everything happens in the future. Everything that already had happened and happened, and what happened was, in the future, they wound up going back to the past. Because Spock is really...
Well, because he messed it up. But
it's
originally,
like a sequel prequel. It's awesome. And they completely can redo all of Star Trek and have nobody mad at them. I mean, it was genius, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It was
awesome.
A genius for my penis.
It is pretty awesome. So we talk about Scanlan a lot.
Oh, yeah.
On this show.
We do.
And
Scanlan?
You know, he writes music.
He does.
I've never heard anything that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been friends with the guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the other hand,
apparently have gotten your hands on some Scanlan tunes.
I actually did. And I was it was kind of one of those crazy weird things where I kind of went over to his place. He's kind of showing me around. He's got a lot of weird pictures. But while he was there, he had a CD made. So I just gone, right? Well, he was off in the getting some wine for me and him. I don't know why he was trying to wine and dine me.
Well, because he likes wine.
That's probably why. But so I snagged it, and I brought it over here so everybody can kind of get an idea of... I heard it. I listened to it in the car. You know what? It wasn't bad. It's not bad. It's very Scanlan. It's very Chris Scanlan, you know? I think the name of the song is... Well, we're just going to call it the Scanlan song.
That'll work. I guess it says untitled, so.
Yeah.
And maybe it's still a work in progress.
It could be.
I'm excited to hear it.
Maybe he needs to add some snare.
So here's our good friend.
He needs more cowbell.
Here's our good friend, Chris Scanlan.
I've got a crazy kind of love. A crazy kind of love. Feeling kinky, then I'm done. A crazy kind of love. Got a horny kind of love. A horny kind of love. What I'm with.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the one he wrote when he was hanging out in the strip club.
Yeah, totally.
But there it is. That's good stuff.
That was great. That was good.
So coming up, we still have a how-to. We've also got Not in the News. And coming up after the break. That was nice. Coming up after the break, a classic comedy bit that I haven't played on my show in probably over 10 years. But you were the inspiration for me to pull it out of the vault and
awesome.
Play it. It's Lord Windishmere, Paul Boomer with the Increpitation Contest. It's classic indeed, and we'll have it for you coming up next.
Woo!
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of...
I work 6 days a week.
Who do you think you are?
Don't you ever talk back to me again! You just shut up!
What a child learns about violence.
What are you crying about, little brat?
A child learns for life.
Central. We have suspects from early assault in custody. Male, 15 years of age.
Teach carefully. We're ACT, adults and children together, against violence. And if you're a parent or caregiver... We can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Visit actagainstviolence.org for details or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. Call today, 877-ACT-WISE, and stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Psychological Association, and the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
What is a hero? Does a hero have to wear a cape or a mask? Does a hero need big muscles? Are heroes born, or are they made? Inside every child is a hero, waiting to be discovered. And in after-school programs, kids uncover hidden strengths, find the courage to try new things, and discover they have the power to change their future. By getting them involved in all kinds of activities, scholastic, athletic, and creative, after-school programs help kids realize they have the potential to reach further and do better than they ever have, and find the hero inside themselves. Because in the end, that's what makes a hero. After-school programs, helping kids find the hero within. Let us know you want after-school programs in your area. Call 1-800-USA-LEARN or visit www.afterschoolalliance.org. A message from the After School Alliance and the Ad Council.
In the next 59 seconds, our goal is to turn non-environmentalists into environmentalists. To that end, we're handing the microphone over to a moose. After all, what better spokesman for the environment than animals themselves? Take it away, moose. Are we still rolling? All right. Get the moose out of here. Well, that wasn't very motivating, but if that didn't make you an environmentalist, maybe money will. For example, keeping your car regularly tuned and responding to the check engine light will make your car more efficient, which means cleaner air and less money spent on gas and repairs. For more ways to get green, go to getgreen.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Alliance for Clean Air and Transportation, and Environmental Defense.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. You can find me online, rockincomedyshow.com, myspace.com. What's going on over there?
All my how-tos. There is donut everywhere. They're all, like, stuck together. And, you know, Charlie's just looking at me like, oh, is there a problem? What happened was I brought over some donuts while we were doing the thing with Bobby Slayton.
Last week, yeah.
And, freaking Charlie got into the donuts and knocked them all down and got into my... I mean, there's literally icing everywhere. Everywhere.
Anyway, you can visit us online, rockincomedyshow.com, myspace.com/crazyj13. That's where you'll find Don't Tase Me, Bro.
Don't Tase Me, Bro.
I've also got a Facebook, and now, Mike, because Facebook and MySpace wasn't enough, I'm Twittering, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it.
Well, I've decided that with the Twitter, I'm just going to start doing really stupid stuff. Like,
I can't!
I'm currently wiping my ass. Yeah.
Can I do that with MySpace and Facebook?
It's not as unique, you know, to see.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, what's he doing? Let's follow him around town.
Is that what you do with Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
You follow people around town?
No, you can basically just a minute-to-minute update of what you're doing.
Oh, man, mine would be farting, taking a shit, farting.
And speaking of farting, this farting. One is actually going to go out to you.
All right.
There's a classic bit about two guys in a very interesting contest, and here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Enjoy.
The crowd has grown quiet as these two fine gentlemen are at their respective warm-up corners. I'd like to take this short moment, ladies and gentlemen, to describe the costumes of these famous crapitators. Mr. Boomer is decked out in a fine silk maroon robe with yellow ribbing around the collar. He has his famous kangaroo boots on, they, of course, being fawn in color. He has a great Australian bush hat on his head, giving him an appearance of a real elegant gentleman. His lordship's robe is of scarlet velvet, with the crest of Windisphere embroidered on the back. His boots are knee-high and are white leather. Of course, he has the competition crown cocked to the left side of his head, giving him a real jaunty air. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the judges and the referee, Mr. Arnie Seepthrough, have entered the warm-up area for the examination of the costume. The referee has instructed both the contestants to remove their robes. Their seconds have come to their assistance and have indeed removed their robes, revealing, of course, their finesse de brise. You remember the traditional trepidation pause of the sport. Mr. Boomer's finesse de brise are of bright orange with the initials embroidered on the rear. In fact, on one side of this fine Australian backside is a small badge in the shape of a kangaroo, and also Mr. Boomer's Zephyr window is outlined in gold. His Majesty Lord Windersphere is sporting a smashing royal blue finesse de brise with bright red tassels about 3 inches long around the Zephyr window. The judges have examined Mr. Boomer's drawers and are giving the high sign in approval of his apparel. They're walking over towards his lordship. Wait a minute. What have we here? Oh, what a sport his majesty is. Ladies and gentlemen, he has removed the tassels from around his Zephyr window. Oh, the crowd really likes that. Ladies and gentlemen, the tassels have been removed. The tassels, as you may well know, could have caused a lot of controversy in that they may have given more audible sound to his lordship's farce, thereby affording his highness an unfair advantage. The judges have given the high sign for his lordship's attire. The judges are leaving the area now. The referee, Mr. Arnie Seethrough, has beckoned the two men toward him in between the parting posts. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the crowd is silent now, in bated anticipation, as the World Championship is about to commence. As I pointed out for you earlier in the broadcast, there will be 4 tries for each contestant, each being of a 30-second duration. And as is standard in this sport, when an incumbent trapetator has accepted a challenge from one that he has defeated previously, there will be a coin toss to see which of these fine trapetators goes to the post first. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the referee is about to toss the coin. He tosses it high in the air. It falls. It goes over toward it. He goes over toward it. He's walking over. Oh, the tension. You can't believe the tension here. Oh, great. Perhaps you could hear that, folks. The toss has gone in favor of Mr. Boomer. He is at the farting post now. He assumes the stance that he's so well noted for. Legs spread apart, about 4 feet, hands tightly grasping the post, head straight back, face toward the sky, eyes closed. There's a slight smirk on his face. All right, here we go. He gives a light bounce from one leg to the other in a sort of roll. Oh, what a joy to see this man perform with ease and concentration. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a shutter blast worth 30 points. Oh, great start, Paul. Let's see. He still has time. Oh, a trill blow and a magnificent one at that for an additional 25 points. And a follow-up free. A little 5-point free. Let's wait for the official score. His Highness is in for a rough shot today, ladies and gentlemen. Nevertheless, he waves to the crowd as he approaches the farting post. He assumes his stance. Wait a minute. He's not going to use the post. Lord Windersphere is not going to use the post. He has his hands firmly on his hips. He has his posterior pushed out slightly. Oh, my goodness, what a whopper. Ladies and gentlemen, that was, wait a minute, his legs are starting to buckle. He's trembling. But he's still performing. He's gaining control again, and he's still playing away. Oh, His Majesty must have really practiced for this event. That was indeed the famous and very rare and extremely dangerous part to perform, the elongated stutter block, worth, of course, 75 points. It's official, as you perhaps heard, ladies and gentlemen. It is official. With these two men opening up with such high scores for their first tries, we could even witness some sort of world record here today at the Maple Leaf. Mr. Boomer is at the post. Mr. Boomer is not going to use the post either. Oh, what a contest this is, folks. Oh, Mr. Boomer's having trouble down there, folks. He's having trouble. 5 seconds have gone by without... Oh, Mr. Boomer's really having trouble. Oh, 5 seconds have gone by. They've gone by without so much as a small free. Wait, oh, come on, Paul. Come on, Paul. A double whiffle worth only 20 points. This crowd is stunned, ladies and gentlemen, and I might add, so am I. Well, nevertheless, it's a fart that counts. Mr. Boomer is showing what a great sportsman he is and is waving to the stands. His Majesty is now at the post. He's grasping the post now in what seems to be a great effort to outstretch Mr. Boomer. Farts in rapid succession and a follow-up bleeper for a total of 35 points, of course. Of course, a frutty fart by itself being worth only 7 points, except when performed in rapid succession, where they become worth 10 points. The small and less significant follow-up bleeper being worth only 5. Mr. Boomer is at the post now. He looks perplexed for a moment. His seconds are running over to him. Oh, wait a minute. He's waved them off. He's waved them off and is grasping the post. Oh, what a comeback! What a comeback! A lapoo cheer! A lapoo cheer! Ladies and gentlemen, and a Platzfuhrer! A Platzfuhrer! A fine example of intestinal fortitude. Mr. Boomer has just gained the lead with what a score! What a score! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Boomer is in the lead with a score of 125 to His Majesty's 110. And here we are in the middle of the contest. Both men being at the post twice. Lord Windersphere is up now. He's grasping the post. Oh, it's indeed a great pleasure to see this man perform with such ease. A look of ecstasy is on his face. A trill blow! A trill blow! Oh, he still has time. He still has time. Followed up by a seeper. Oh, I believe that was a rustic seeper. Yes, it was. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this crowd is growing frantic. This crowd is growing frantic. We're certainly witnessing some serious farting here today. His Majesty is in the lead again with 150 points. And I believe that is a record. I believe that is a record. Joe, could you check that for me? It is? Oh, it is a record, ladies and gentlemen. It is a record. Ladies and gentlemen, a world record. The highest score ever attained with only 3 tries at the post. Mr. Boomer is at the post. Oh, how great! How great! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! What has happened? What has happened? This crowd, this whole auditorium, they're all on their feet. The referee has gone over to Mr. Boomer's post and is examining Mr. Boomer's posterior. Oh, no! Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Boomer has disqualified himself. Ladies and gentlemen, he's shit! He's shit! Mr. Paul Boomer has shit! What a way to go. He's beckoned his seconds over for the cleanup. The referee is holding up the arm of His Majesty Lord Windersphere, the new champion crowd-taker of the world. We'd like to thank you for being with us today at the Great Maple Leaf Auditorium. This is Boss Button, bidding you all a good day and a blast.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Co-host Matt Mike is also here.
Matt Mike.
And if you're ready, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Matt Mike.
Mad Mike. Excited about Desert Fest?
Yes, sir. When is that?
It's about
tomorrow.
No, it's at the end of the month.
Yeah. Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, cool. Good. What you got over there?
We've got the news.
What you got? You're doing good, you.
What are you doing? What the fuck is in that Sunny D?
I don't know, but it's great shit.
It's not the shit that's in mine, that's for sure.
It's my crazy alien makeup. It's.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Standing by for news.
Yeah, it is time once again for Not in the News News. And yes, there will be some stories from Port St. Lucie. I guarantee. All right, we're going to get things started with, it's a pretty good story.
Sweet. Where's it from?
My nutsack. Stupid. All right. A fingerprint discovered on a Nintendo Wii.
Call the police.
Help solve the murder of a man whose throat was slashed after a three-way sexual tryst inside the home of a Miami Shore doctor. So, Florida, to answer your question.
Jesus Christ.
Johnny Collins, 38, is scheduled to be formally charged with murder in Miami-Dade Circuit Court in the slaying of Nestor Estefan, who's 40 years old.
What's that guy's name?
Nestor Estefani. Estefani's body was found in August inside the ransacked Miami Shores house of his boyfriend, Dr. Cody Smith, an emergency room doctor at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood.
Congratulations! You are bags!
I thought you might like that. Smith was out of town on business at the time of killing while his boyfriend was away. You know, I gotta play that again. It's just that funny.
Congratulations! You are bags!
While his boyfriend was away. Miami-Dade police said Estefani picked up Collins and Keith Scruggs at a Biscayne Boulevard gas station. Estefani knew Scruggs from past encounters and the three went to the house. Sounds innocent enough.
Sure.
Collins faces a charge of first-degree murder. Scruggs was charged earlier with murder, armed burglary, and dealing in stolen property.
Damn.
An arrest warrant detailed the case. On August 30th...
Gay and crackheads.
Yeah. On August 30th, Estefani's body was discovered on a bed in a pool of blood.
Yeah, how long has it been there for?
I don't know. Anyway, they were discovered on in a pool of blood. The house, of course, was ransacked.
Clean up this mess!
But on the Nintendo Wii left behind, detectives found Scruggs' fingerprint.
Oh, good God, man! One can only imagine what foul regions that finger has erstwhile probed.
That's awful.
Thank you, Steve. That's funnier than I thought it was going to be. He was a... He has a long history of robbery and drug convictions.
I knew it. Gay crackhead. I knew it.
During an interview in March, Scruggs told police that he, Collins, and Estefani began their rendezvous at the doctor's house by drinking and taking drugs.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
When an argument broke out, Scruggs claimed he left after that. But Scruggs, in another interview with police, well, he changed his story.
Liar!
He admitted that after entering the house, they decided to rob Estefani after the sex. Scruggs claimed that he was out smoking on the patio when Collins killed Estefani. Collins told Scruggs afterward that he cut the man from ear to ear.
Jesus.
In February, DNA in the semen found on Estefani was matched to Collins. What are you going to do? What are you gonna do?
Well, yeah. That's just how.
I didn't think gays were violent people.
You know what? I guess the answer is that they are. I also thought gays like any other gay, but like if you were gay and like.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their taste.
They have taste. Who knew?
In Wichita, a lot of stuff been going on with Craigslist. Yeah, the guy that was out there murdering people, showing up to be like the massage guy. Today, now, they announced on Craigslist today that they're taking all sex ads off, so you can't meet personals on there anymore. I don't know why you'd want to meet anybody on Craigslist anyway.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, come on!
You look like a trustable, swell person.
Yeah. But in Wichita, a Craigslist posting offering a 4-year-old Kansas girl to anybody willing to take her off the seller's hands has been found to be a joke. But police, they're not laughing. Wichita police investigating the posting after 911 dispatchers received a call about it from someone who saw it. Authorities contacted Craigslist, which immediately yanked the ad from the website. It turned out that it was a 16-year-old girl who had placed the ad trying to sell her 14-year-old sister. Can't blame her, right?
Do you want to make more money?
Yeah.
Of course we all do.
Right. Authorities say the ad was meant to be a joke and no charges are to be expected.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Police Lieutenant T.K. Bridges of Wichita's Missing and Exploited Children Unit says they had as many as 7 detectives working on the case, along with 2 forensic computer experts.
Ooh. Ah.
Now, this story is just freaking odd. Like, okay. This story is... And it doesn't happen in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, weird.
The lumpy mass forced its way out after lying inside Gavin Hyatt's abdomen since he was born 30 years ago.
That's disgusting!
The pain lump actually pushed through Gavin's skin. In a scene echoing the horror movie Alien, Gavin staggered into his GP's surgery, bleeding from his belly button.
That is so gross.
His stunned GP, Dr. Joe Santos, said, "It was like something from Alien. I didn't believe Gavin when he said something was coming out of his belly button until I saw him."
Look, I don't like to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Medics said the growth was a parasitic twin.
Wow.
Gavin's identical brother, who died in the womb early in their mom's pregnancy, the 4-centimeter fetus then became embedded in Gavin's tissue and stayed in his stomach for the next 30 years.
Fucking weird, dude.
It is weird.
So weird.
Yeah. There are just a handful of cases like this worldwide. Former firefighter Gavin of Whitney, Oxfordshire, said, 4 hospital doctors had previously examined me and were all puzzled by the lump. Some thought it was a cyst, others thought it was a ingrown hair.
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you.
Apparently so. That's gross.
Then one said it could be my undeveloped identical twin that I absorbed at a very early stage.
Where's your evil twin brother at?
Yeah.
I feel absolutely fine now, but it is not it is not sunk in yet that I could have had a twin brother. I have him. It is not sunk in yet that I could have had a twin brother. I have him in a jar at home, and I call him Little Gav. I haven't told many people. I feel like a, well, bit of a freak.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Gavin's amazing birth is like the scene from the 1979 movie Alien, where a monster explodes from the astronaut's chest. The 6-foot plumber's real-life ordeal followed a month of excruciating pain. Can you imagine? Like, Doc, there's some. Maybe that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's my twin brother.
Yeah. You're just letting him percolate.
Right.
Yeah, now.
Well, I hope you're ready, because it's time to visit Port St. Lucie.
Yay!
Well, in Port St. Lucie, a night of drinking ended particularly poorly for a 44-year-old mother.
Why
who was
is
a...
it that everybody in Port St. Lucie is a fucking drunk? You notice that? They're drunk
and they live
throw
in
food.
And they live in trailers.
And they live in jail.
A night of drinking ended particularly poorly for a 44-year-old mother who was arrested after police say she punched her teenage son in the face.
Sweetie, don't talk that way to your mother. You know it only aggravates her.
Knocking his glasses off.
Oh.
Estella M. Rosando reportedly came home intoxicated.
Knocked his lights out.
After a night of drinking and partying and started a physical altercation with her younger son, who's only 11.
How could this happen? How could you humiliate me this way? I'm ashamed to be your mother.
Rosando pushed the 11-year-old, and he told his older brother, who's 15. The older brother confronted his mother about the incident because his younger sibling was crying. Can you believe that?
Booze helps parents care for their children.
According to the affidavit, that is when Rosando punched the teen in the face. His glasses got knocked off and sustained a small cut under his eye. The children told police they are homeschooled by their mother.
Jesus.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Out of everything we hear at Port St. Lucie. Rosando was arrested on a child abuse charge and taken to the St. Lucie County Jail.
If I was a judge, I'd find you guilty.
That jail's got to be really full.
Don't worry. We got another Port St. Lucie story. I just didn't want to do them all in a row.
Right.
Sacramento, California, a 48-year-old grandmother. Well, she was arrested.
Hot granny sex.
Not like you think. The 48-year-old grandmother was arrested on charges of endangering her 11-month-old granddaughter after the child tested positive for amphetamine, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department said.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yeah, seriously.
On April 24th, the child's parent took her to a hospital emergency room because she was crying and was inconsolable. When the test came up positive for amphetamine, deputies went to the hospital for a report. Deputies said an investigation led to the child's grandmother, Tracy Fuller.
You know,
oh, shit.
She who was arrested... What?
Got any meth? Baby does.
Did I ever... I didn't tell you. There's one time when I was visiting L.A., after I moved away, we were walking down Sunset Boulevard, right? Just getting up to the Comedy Store. We were going to go see my friend do some comedy. And this old haggardy-looking woman walks by and she goes, "You got any crack?" I was like, "No." She's like, "Well, fuck you then." Yeah,
that was awesome. At least it's at the point, you know?
Yeah, at least I know what she wants now.
No beating around the bush.
So she was arrested, and detectives found paraphernalia that tested positive for methamphetamine in her home. Man. Fuller is in custody on charges of endangering the life or health of a child.
I'm so wasted.
You gotta love the good mothering.
And meth is some nasty shit.
It is. I've had some roommates get addicted to that shit, and it does a number on you, man.
Yep. Yeah, you can tell that grandma. She's a looker.
Yeah, by that picture, yeah, she's attractive. Another story about Craigslist. It's one thing for a mother to stick up for her daughter.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
But it's quite another thing for a mother to retaliate against her daughter's rival by sending sex clients to the rival's mother through a fraudulent website on Craigslist. Yeah.
We've got a blind date with destiny.
And it looks like she's ordered the lobster.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, she's a stripper and her name is Destiny. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's exactly what one New York mother is accused of doing following a dispute between her 9-year-old daughter and another girl.
Another 9-year-old. 9 years old. That's a little over the top, don't you think?
Marjorie Tannenbaum on Long Island was charged with aggravated harassment for allegedly posting a classified ad on Craigslist offering sex with men. Yes, I said it, with men.
Going out with girls is fun.
Scanlon.
Yeah. But men are better.
But whenever someone responded to Tannenbaum's ad by email, she gave out the phone number of the other mother, police said.
Tasty pickles.
Hello, my brother from another mother.
Yeah.
The charges echo a high-profile case of Missouri mother who was convicted last year for her role in a MySpace hoax that led to a 13-year-old committing suicide.
Lord have mercy.
That's not a hoax.
Yeah, in that case, they pulled a hoax on the girl on MySpace that led her to committing suicide.
Dude, that's messed up.
The mother is to be sentenced on May 18th and faces up to 3 years in prison.
That's the same mom did both of those?
No. It's a different mom. Oh. But it's you know.
Both are still pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it is pretty fucked up. In Columbus, Ohio, a former inmate... Oh, you're going to love this one. A former inmate filed a $25,000... What are you doing? What's going on over there? A former inmate filed a $25,000 lawsuit against the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, claiming his civil rights were violated when deputies allegedly enlisted him to tamper with another inmate's food. If you can believe that.
You know what I always say? What?
If you're going to have lunch... Have an excellent one.
It is alleged that Deputy Joseph Cantwell and Philip Barnett forced inmate Todd Triplett to place his penis.
The penis.
His penis.
Find your penis for $1. Find your penis. $1. $1. Find your penis. Find your penis here.
to place a penis on a sandwich before it was fed to an unsuspecting inmate. The alleged incident occurred in late February at the downtown Franklin County Jail. Franklin County Sheriff Jim Karn said that Cantwell and Barnett have been terminated from their positions. In addition to losing their jobs, Cantwell also faces criminal charges in connection with the case. Triplett told local news that it is still he's still humiliated by the incident. I walked down the street.
I was walking down the street.
And I see people look at me because I've been on the news and they judge me. He said, really, I didn't mean any harm. I've never hurt anyone. Triplett is seeking $25,000 in damages. The lawsuit alleges that the deputies threatened to put Triplett in the hole if he did not comply with their orders. The suit also claims that the deputies used a cell phone to take pictures of the act.
I should point out to you, sir, that I am taking a mental picture of you just in case there's any trouble.
This was a big joke to them, said attorney Byron Potts, who is representing Triplett. They had the audacity to film it. I've seen the pictures. Potts said he was...
He loved them.
He did. He's got copies. Potts said he has received phone calls from other inmates who claim that they were the targets of hazing but did not come forward because they feared no one would believe them.
Well, if you don't mind terribly, I have some telephoning to do. Some personal telephoning?
I don't know what that one was. It was actually supposed to be this one.
I believe every word that man just said, because it's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Exactly. Back in Florida, and not Fort St. Lucie, a Florida woman has been indicted for keeping her dead mother's body in a bedroom.
Oh, nice.
For 6 years.
Whoa!
Like, how the hell? We've read stories like this throughout the years. People keep the decaying bodies, and they leave them in the house. How does the smell not fuck with them? I mean, you have a problem with this girl's breath.
Yeah.
Imagine 6 years in this house of some woman just rotting away. Like, I don't understand how that's
possible.
You could
have at least buried her in the backyard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I just don't get it. It's just, it's weird. I would think the smell would just...
I don't know if she got busted.
But anyway, they left her, she left the body in a bedroom for 6 years while collecting more than $200,000 in pension benefits, U.S. prosecutor said. Well, she, at least she had a reason.
Do you want to make more money?
Right.
Of course we all do.
Penelope Sharon Jordan of Sebastian, Florida, was charged by a federal grand jury with Social Security fraud and theft. Police found the decaying body of the mother. That's right.
What's that smell?
Timmy Jordan.
That's not my finger.
Timmy Jordan on a bed in a spare bedroom at the mother's home in late March when they called to investigate a report of nuisance cats. That's what led him to the house. Penelope Jordan told police her mother had died in 2003.
Where's your mommy?
Dead. Where's yours?
The indictment.
Not as dead.
Can I hear that again?
Where's your mommy?
Dead. Where's yours?
The indictment alleged Jordan concealed her mother's death in order to receive both her U.S. Social Security benefits and her military survivor's benefit. Jordan collected $61,415 from Social Security and $176,461 from the military pension during the 6 years, prosecutors said. That's unbelievable.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well, she was, and she could face up to 15 years in prison. Local media reported that the 61-year-old woman told police her mother died of old age and she kept the remains because she couldn't afford burial expenses. An autopsy found...
After $200,000, she couldn't afford to bury the goddamn thing?
Yeah. An autopsy found no signs of foul play.
There's definitely some foulness there.
Well, let's keep it going and stay in Florida because it is time to return to Port St. Lucie.
Yay!
We did it! Sheriff... Investigators took two men to jail after finding nearly 100 marijuana plants.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
Growing in a home.
Oh.
Giovannis Hernandez Echeverra, 35, and 40-year-old Oswald Gomez were stopped for a speeding infraction after they let the marijuana grow house.
Oh, no.
Investigators said they found an open container of Corona beer, of course. in the vehicle which detained the two men.
Two beers, bartender. I'll take two beers, too.
Investigators... These sound bites are just so off today. Investigators executed a search warrant at the home and turned up 57 pot plants growing in a bedroom, 34 marijuana plants growing in the garage.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? Yeah. What kind of kick are you on, son?
Hernandez Echeverra reported had keys and mortgage papers for the home with him in the vehicle. Hernandez Echeverra of Miami and Gomez of Miami Lakes each face charges including cultivation of cannabis, grand theft, and an open container.
Yeah, that open container really fucked them.
Now, we've only got a couple stories left. This one is a great story. And going back to the dead body.
The dead body.
What the hell? They never said what happened if there were cats.
Yeah, why were they cats? Oh, dead body. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, I just don't understand. What are you doing over there?
You know what? I had my hands rested on the microphone, and the whole goddamn thing
maybe that's not a good idea.
There we go.
You have no idea what that sounds like.
I'm sure it sounds great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks for not doing it again. A Clearwater woman looking for cigarettes needed more than a smoke, police say. She needed some clothes.
I'm nude!
Monica L. Wood, 52, was arrested and faces misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct.
Monica Wood.
If you saw her face, you wouldn't get Wood. According to Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies, Wood knocked on a person's door late during the night while in the nude to ask for cigarettes.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Deputy said they later found the suspect walking through a nearby mobile home park wearing only boxer shorts. Wood was arrested at 2:35 in the morning. Her bail was set at $250. Wood was released shortly the next day. Yeah, gotta love that.
So Wood was released.
Yeah. And this is our last story. And boy, goddammit, it's a good one.
Wood got off.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Usually does. All right. Carmina Erica Lopez. Heard testimony yesterday from her accuser, a little 15-year-old boy. 15-year-old boy told a judge yesterday that his former teacher, who is also his godmother, demanded that he have sex with her for over a 4-year period in exchange for gifts, alcohol, and other favors.
I'm going to use a condom, or in your case, a hefty bag.
Oh, get it?
Yeah. She's a big woman, but I'd go there.
For the favors?
Yo, yeah, dude. Free beer.
He said Carmina Erica Lopez had sex with him in her car, on a table in her classroom, in her bedroom, in her toddler's bedroom, and in a guest room of her home. Yeah!
You're getting some kind of sick sexual thrill off this, aren't you?
If I wanted a ride home or if I wanted something, then I'd have to have sex with her to get it. The boy testified in Chula Vista Superior Court. He said Lopez gave him many gifts, including a dirt bike, motorcycle, boots.
Yeah, why the hell would he rat her out? She's an idiot.
Yeah, well, you know.
You don't mess up a good thing.
Including a dirt bike, motorcycle, boots, STD, radio.
Did she? Yeah.
Perhaps you need a drink.
No, I don't think she does. He'd also She would also give him money to buy marijuana and once bought him beer.
Weird.
Yeah. In all, the boy said he had sex with Lopez 30 or 40 times from 2004 to 2008.
Wow.
He was treated, he was threatened to report her. When he threatened to report her, Lopez, the mother of a 4-year-old son, threatened suicide, the boy testified. I remember her telling me that if I told, she was going to kill herself and she was going to kill her son. Lopez, who is 33, must stand trial on 10 felony charges of molesting the boy and once charged of furnishing marijuana to a minor. Judge H. Ronald ruled he ordered a May 18th hearing to set a trial date. If convicted of all charges, Lopez faces a maximum of 19 years and 4 months in prison.
Jesus.
Lopez, who lives in Mission Hills, is on paid leave from her job as a fifth grade teacher at Sunslope Elementary School in Palm County, pending the outcome of her case. The boy said he knew Lopez from the time he was in first grade, and his family became close to her over several years. Yeah, wow. I like that.
Hey, Bob, can I show my new friend my bedroom? I've never had a friend in there.
Yes, Scanlon. See, didn't that sound like Scanlon?
Yes, it did.
Hey, Pop, can I show my new friend my bedroom? I've never had a friend in there.
Yeah, yeah. They're usually dead hookers.
She became my godmother. She started coming to family parties, the boy testified.
And now we may party!
The boy testified that his first sexual encounter with Lopez happened in her car when he was 11 or 12 years old.
What?
And she was his sixth grade teacher at the time. She would, like, fondle me?
Is fond the same as fondle?
She would, like, fondle me, the boy testified. She pulled down my pants and asked me if I liked it.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That has never sounded more appropriate than right there. I've used that soundbite a lot, but nothing is as funny as that. The boy said Lopez behaved, he behaved in her class after school and so forth to get what he wanted.
How do teachers ever know how to motivate their students?
Yeah. Under questioning by defense lawyer Robert Boyce, the boy acknowledged that he initially told investigators that Lopez had never touched him inappropriately, but he said he did not. He did that to cover up for her. At the time, the boy said he was trying to sort out his feelings about what happened. He also said he had been taken advantage of Lopez's desire for sex to get things he wanted. The boy said he ended the relationship when Lopez told him she wanted to marry him and have children with him.
Whoa!
That'll kill any relationship.
Yeah.
The last time he had sex with Lopez was in 2008 in her car near his aunt's home when he asked her to buy beer for him and his friends, the boy said. She said, yeah, if you're willing to have sex with me. That's what the boy testified.
Wow.
That's going to do it for Not in the News News.
How come I can't get like a cool teacher like that?
Yeah, I always say that when I read these stories about teachers going after their students. Where the hell were they when I was going to school?
Seriously.
Talk about motivation. Yeah. If you study tonight, I'll give you a Hummer.
Shit, I did. Yeah, seriously. I'd have done it for some lemon drops.
Hot Teacher 101.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mike's going to be here with another how-to, a great how-to. He does them every week. And we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown happening a little bit later on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, you can call us if you go to the website, rockincomedyshow.com. It'll tell you when we do take those calls. The number 702-979-9606. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
You can email Mike if you would like. What's your email address?
ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Check it out.
You can check me out, ladies.
Yes.
CrazyJ@comic.com. You can also visit the MySpace. I'm really thinking about doing a MySpace just for the Rockin' Comedy Show.
The Rockin' Comedy Space?
Yeah. The Rockin' Comedy Space, exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, if you go to the official site, you can leave a comment there. We'll post it. You can, you know, we'll post the negative ones. Don't be shy. We'll put them up there.
We will.
You know, because we won't believe you. If you took the time to type, it means you like the show.
Or you at least listen to something.
Well, before we get into the how-to, I have an audio clip here. This is great, because this guy is what you call douchebag.
Nice.
He's a douchebag.
Oh, Benjamin.
You know, it could be Benjamin. It really could. When you listen to this recording, this guy is a douchebag, and this is probably one reason why he doesn't get a lot of girls. Scanlon, if you're listening,
yeah,
pay close attention and don't be like this. Because this guy actually has the arrogance of Scanlon.
Oh,
has the arrogance.
No bueno.
Yeah, has the arrogance of Scanlon. I thought I'd share you this one.
That means no good in Spanish.
This is actually a recording of a guy named Dimitri. And he left this voicemail on a girl's phone. They probably hooked up, and they exchanged phone numbers. And this was what occurred.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious at the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918-4. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach.
That's my favorite
part. And I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly. Because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong.
Anyway,
we'll talk about that, but I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay,
as
Olga?
As soon as you have the
talk
courage
to. Bye.
And then she doesn't, because I wouldn't,
hi there,
I was her,
Olga.
I wouldn't do it either.
It's Dimitri
now
calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early. And
God,
I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, when a year, it's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out.
Oh my God.
There's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong.
Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him. So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me.
Oh, my God.
So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand
here's
you've got
really good.
Other issues. Like, maybe you're not playing games. Maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood. Maybe your mother has cancer. You're going to chemo. Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of.
No
but
shit.
Nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls.
Maybe
it's extremely you're passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
What the
and
hell?
You let me know. If you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested. Okay? But if you're psychologically normal and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine.
Oh.
But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
You gotta be fucking shitting me, dude.
How awesome is that? That is so awesome.
Wow.
It reminds me of a particular conversation that took place at Pier.
Oh, my God.
And you know what conversation I'm talking about.
I do?
Yeah.
Is that Pure? Was I there?
No, but we heard all about it.
With,
How Scanlon talked to that girl. I don't need any more friends.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, that's, wait a second. Yeah, I don't need friends.
I don't need friends.
I don't do friends. Oh, my God, dude. That was so scant. I hope to God that lady never called him back.
I don't think she did. Why would she?
Yeah, why would you? That was so bad, dude. I'm the most normal person. There is nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
Nothing. At all.
How the fuck?
Yeah. Listen to this one. This is a... Somebody emailed me this one. They really like the 911 calls, but now I'm getting these other calls, and these are great. Apparently, this is a disgruntled customer, and this lady is apparently pissed off. I guess because she can't get a computer.
Huh.
So check it out. This one's really good.
How the fuck am I supposed to buy anything from you people if I can't speak a friggin' live person? Yeah, I'm really sick and tired of people like you. I don't know what generation you're from, but I'm in my 50s, my husband and my sons, we're looking for a fucking computer that we can go on the internet. We don't want to create rocket science. We just want a fucking computer. Is it so hard for you goddamn assholes to let us buy a computer? Jesus Christ almighty, you fucking bastards. Why don't you go to Iraq where you belong?
What?
I've been trying to call you people for the last friggin' hour. Do you know what's really sad about the younger generation like you people? I hope you end up in Iraq. And I hope the terrorists grab you and chop your friggin' heads off because you're not doing this country any good. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Damn, dude.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. She's really pissed.
What about a fucking computer?
I hope you go to Iraq. Freaking get your head cut off.
That's fucking crazy.
Okay. Now this one is a 911 call.
This one, how can I help you?
I would like to point out this one was emailed to me by a girl named Laura from San Clemente, California.
San Clemente.
Now, I don't know if this is where this particular 911 incident has taken place, but we had the lady that was really unhappy with McDonald's.
Yes.
Earlier,
she was
today, yeah. We played it. That she was very unhappy that she couldn't get her McNuggets and they wouldn't refund her for anything else.
No McNuggets.
This woman apparently calls 911 because she has a problem with Burger King.
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. Uh-huh. I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager, whoever she is, she came up and she said, do you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry, and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving this spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I said, I'll do that. I want them to make me the right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager.
We're not going to go enforce
how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
So I just sit here and watch.
You need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away. Because they're mopping the floor and it's all full of suds and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there and...
Ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
Well, what are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?
No.
Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Well, just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger. You need to go in there and act like an adult and either get your money back and go home.
Stop acting like an adult herself. I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kids a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. It's just you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
Come on, that's good.
Oh, my God, that was great.
You're supposed to protect me. From what, a fucking cheeseburger?
Come on, lady. Jesus.
Yeah, so I've been getting, my email box has been getting full of all these audio clips. I want to thank everybody. This just recently happened. In fact, I think you even told me about it, about the cop who called 911 because he was high. You didn't tell me about that one?
No.
I thought you and I had talked about it. Anyway, there was a cop, and he's so stoned, he's at the point of thinking that he's going to die when he calls 911. And it's because he there was too much pot in the brownies. This is an actual call. Here it is. This is
clue
great.
From personal information from the following 911 call. You will hear tone where the information has been removed.
4 weeks. My folks take...
Dillon Heights Emergency?
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose at his store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana.
I want to say right there, I've never smoked pot, but I've never heard of anybody ODing
on marijuana.
On marijuana. So I just want to...
Yeah, I don't think that's even possible.
I don't think it is either.
I don't know if it had something in it.
You can overdose on Cheetos.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay,
I think
how
we're
much
dead.
Did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you
she's
look?
She's never been stunned before.
Can you look?
I can feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with you. Do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
I don't... Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's sitting. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know. We have to wait.
Okay. And is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay. Are you guys on any sort of prescription pills? You guys take any sort of other medication?
Brownies?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way, and they've been in the mall for 2 minutes. It's
five Vicodin.
9:38.
Okay.
I wonder
if she takes
about
how many,
comatose.
Eight at five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taking today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
Porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
Well, no, there is.
Where is that?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Come on, Ginger.
Ginger the dog.
Where's FD at right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. Let's just go in the Red Wings game.
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What does the score say?
3-3.
What channel is it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're...
That's really true, not hallucinating.
Okay, we'll let him know, okay? Go outside and flag him down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. You just totally sold yourself out. Over pot brownies.
Pot brownies.
Just wait another hour and you'll be fine, dude.
Just lay down and enjoy it.
Yeah, seriously.
We're going to take a break. We got some more audio. We'll do it later. But we've got Mike coming up with some how-tos about meteors. That's what he said earlier today.
Meteors.
All right, we'll be
back. Very meaty.
We'll be back right after this.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, The only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
You got it, son. You got it, man.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
What if this weren't the sound of parents cheering their kids on in a basketball tournament, or a football game, or a track and field meet? What if this were the sound of parents cheering for their kids in algebra? Show the same kind of commitment to your kids' education that you show in everything else they do, and imagine the success they might achieve. Check in with your kids' teachers, even when there's not a problem. Maybe drop into their school every now and then. Nothing is more valuable than a strong partnership between you, your child, and the school. Stay involved in your kids' education. And this could be the sound you hear on graduation day. For more ways to stay involved in their education, call 1-800-281-1313. Success in school equals success in life. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and Partners for Public Education, a partnership of the NAACP and People for the American Way Foundation.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Hand in hand we walk the city, neath the darkened sky. Stealing kisses in the shadows, away from prying eyes. Hiding out from those we know, secrets whispered, voices low. Pulses racing, hearts aflame, a love that dare not speak its name. But we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. Don't tell our families or our friends. Say one word and this thing ends. It's true, 'cause I'm prettier than you. I'll take you on a special date. Enjoy your company. Someone we know happens by, just hide behind that tree. To a late night picture show or planetarium we'll go. A midnight picnic in the park, anywhere that's really dark. Well, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. But I'll enjoy this right or wrong, till someone better comes along, my boo. Someone prettier than you. I wish I were a shallow man. I wish that I cared not. I wish I weren't so superficial. I wish you were more hot. I should not be ashamed, you see. I love your personality. What we have is good and true. For you got me and lucky you. Oh, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. So close your eyes and sing along. At least I wrote you a love song. It too is prettier than you.
Really like your smile. Think I'll stay for a while. How did I get to your room? I think it's too soon. Something here we both know is too obvious to ignore. One night stand just won't do. I really like you. I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now.
Staring at the ceiling, trying to
Rock Comedy Show. I think we're dead.
I think we're dead.
I think we're dead.
She's on the floor right now, dead. Is she breathing? Yes.
Yeah, she's kneeling. Oh, she's kneeling in front of me after her 6-7 Vicodin.
six a day.
It's fucking awesome. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike is here, and let's do it. It's time for some how-tos.
Ladies and gents, recognizing that a cat is pregnant is more important to providing adequate care for the cat, mom, and her babies. For kind-hearted souls who take in stray animals to find homes for them, early identification that a cat is pregnant can make the difference between a positive adoptionist experience and a cat being returned, I don't want this anymore, along with her kitties. Recognizing that a cat is pregnant can be tricky, however, even for seasoned veterinarians. Bet you didn't know that either.
I didn't.
And other animal welfare workers, it's hard to tell if your cat has got a little muffin in her oven. Here's some ideas, some tips, some how-tos to help you identify if your cat is pregnant.
Okay.
First off, probably the most important step is make sure it's a female cat.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
That's a good start, you know?
Yeah.
If it's got a little, dangle in there. It could be a guy, so definitely make sure. That doesn't mean, you know, put a pink in the stink. That just means make sure it's got one.
Right.
Next, check to see if her nipples are larger. Larger than what? And how would you know?
Well, normal. Larger, like, from, you know,
a normal cat nipple? Like, I can just inspect cat nipples all the time?
Well, you
can
tell once they get pregnant, they start to swell.
You know from experience?
Working in an animal hospital, yes.
So you looked at a lot of cat nipples?
I did.
You're a nippleologist?
Sure.
Around day 21, whatever fucking day that is, like you managed to count them, from the exact time your cat got banged, a pregnant female's nipples will often turn bright pink. What color are they normally?
Like white.
White nipples? That doesn't sound right. Sounds a little weird.
We can hold up Hank and show you his nipples.
Now, see, that covers back to step one. Make sure it's a female
cat.
Well,
he's still got white nipples, whether it's a male or a female.
Hank's got nipples?
Yes.
That's weird.
You have nipples.
I don't got six of them, though.
No, but you still have nipples and you don't use
them. And mine are pink. I'm not pregnant. At least not the last time I checked. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
Halbreath could have done something to me while I wasn't paying attention.
Halbreath. I got that text message. You're like, Halbreath. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Very gently run your hand over the surface of her tummy to see if you feel a sort of swelling and small lumps the size of walnuts. That's not poop. Do not put too much pressure on the lumps. Don't punch them. To see if they, you know, deform.
Right.
You know, don't try to unclog the lumps. When a cat becomes pregnant, her demeanor may change. Pregnant cats become very affectionate and not all teeth and claws. Now, why do you think that is? I think it's because they're hocked up on some drugs.
You do?
I do. I think that's what it is. I think when cats get pregnant, they get crazy, they get all hocked up on drugs, then they come back, they want you to just do crazy shit, and they want to eat their fancy fees, but no, you know? No, that's not how it works. There's no drugs in my house, okay? I'm not going to have any drugs in my house.
Right.
Especially with my cats, okay? No brownies. Stand back and look at your cat's overall shape. If she's a fat ass, she's probably pregnant. No. From the side, pregnant cats frequently look a little sway back with a slightly distended tummy. What? Can you explain that to me?
No.
You're a nippleologist.
Yeah, that's all I know about is nipples.
That's in the nipple region. It's in the area of the nipples, in and around the nipple area. From the top looking down at the cat, just take pictures, you know. From the top looking down at the cat, a pregnant cat's tummy is frequently distended slightly more than halfway from the neck to the tail. They're using some crazy-ass words here, people. Just roll with it. This look has been compared to the posture of a burro. Ito. What the hell's a burro?
A burro.
A burrito?
That's Spanish. A burrito? That's Spanish for a...
burrito?
Donkey.
Enchilada?
Burro.
Burro is a donkey?
Yeah.
So they're basically telling me now that my cat is going to look... my pregnant cat is going to look like a donkey. Isn't that a donkey, right? My cat is going to look like... it's going to just magically look like a donkey when it gets pregnant.
No, that's... just go on.
It's what the hell? It's on drugs, okay? Looks like a donkey. It's got giant nipples. I think my cat's pregnant.
And it's dead.
And it's dead. Oh, Lord. Oh, they got rid of my boner, though. That was great. To distinguish...
stupid.
The cat... oh, where's my stick? To distinguish pregnant from fat, fat cats are fat all over, including the neck and the legs, etc. Pregnant cats are not. Well, what if they were fat to begin with before they were pregnant? Now it's a double whammy. However, keep in mind that fat cats can be pregnant too. That's right, even fat cats need love on occasion.
We sure do.
Yeah. When a pregnant cat gets close to delivering her kittens, she may start nesting, arranging blankets, towels, straw, whatever, into a secure place to have her babies. So, like, if you come home and your house is clean, it was your fucking cat. Oh, it's about to have babies.
Yeah, that's exactly what
cat just cleaned my house. It rearranged my furniture. My CDs are in alphabetical order. It must be ready to give birth. Your cat may also become very lazy and more lovable. Cats are lazy to begin with. How can they become more lazy than how lazy they already are? Look, where's your cat?
Right here.
Yeah, laying down. See? Okay, first off, some veterinarians may offer to remove the pregnancy and spay the pregnant cat. Only do that if you think the cat maybe accidentally slept with a dog or something. You get some weird, like, dog-cat baby aliens, you know? Then you might want to think about something like, you know...
A cog.
Yeah, a cog. You might want to think about, like, kitty abortion at that point. It's just better for the both of you, really. You don't want to be the one, you know, that everybody's going to talk about on the streets. It's already bad enough for your cat having been violated by a dog, you know?
So...
never, ever poke or fondle your cat's tummy. Ooh, I'm a fondle. To do so could cause a miscarriage, stillbirth, or other serious complications, like her seriously fucking hating your guts and clawing your eyes out in the middle of the night. Do not rub your cat's belly hard.
Is fond the same as fondle?
Yeah.
Gotta love Max Hedrick.
That's it. That's all it says, you know? So basically, folks, make sure it's a female cat. Rub its nipples, and make sure it's not on drugs.
And make sure it's not dead.
And if it turns into a donkey, it's pregnant.
Pretty much it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a couple more audio clips that were emailed to me. The next one is good because it's a parody of one of our favorite 911 calls.
Nice.
So it's coming up.
I'm so excited.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is President of the United States? Who is President of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kid studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school,
They have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
All rise, all rise. This honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he is again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. I can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy
you
J.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Mad Mike is here.
What up, people?
What up?
What up
next
now?
Week, a friend of ours from the Monte Carlo is going to be stopping by to sit in on the news.
Oh, no way. That's cool. Angela?
Angela.
Pizzala?
She Angela.
She's a total crackhead, I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Yeah, she's, but we're gonna give her a run and see if she can do the news.
Hang with the big boys?
Yes, right.
If she looks like a donkey, she's probably pregnant.
Anyway,
did you just fart?
No.
What was that sound?
That was Charlie.
That was Charlie? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Anyway, this little audio clip was sent to me by Mr. Paul Grant, and he loves the 911 call about the woman that locks herself in her car. It's getting really hot in here, and I'm not feeling very well. So there was actually an audio recording that he found that they sort of made a parody out of.
That's awesome.
Instead of OnStar, it's called Blonde Star. Here it is. It's really funny. Check it out.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star, emergency. This is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've locked myself in my car, and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay. It's just the wind is rolled up, and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hon.
Oh my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you. So much,
Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star. Always on, because you're always blonde.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
That's
awesome.
Uh-huh.
And our, I think our final one.
I am super.
Yeah, this is actually
thanks
really...
Thanks for asking.
What are you doing over there?
I'm singing a show tune to you.
All right. This next one is a great prank phone call.
Prank phone call.
Whoever put it together did it with the the use of using sound clips of Judge Judy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So this phone call is actually really
the Judy Nathan.
Yeah, this is really, really funny. Check it out.
Good afternoon, this is Omar.
Tell me your name.
I'm sorry?
Tell me your last name.
Huh?
How old are you?
How old am I?
What?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
How old are you?
How old am I?
What?
I'm 26.
What's wrong with your driving record?
Huh?
How many speeding violations have you had?
None.
Yes.
5 years.
And you were incarcerated for a period of time, is that right?
Me? Incarcerated? Oh, in my youth. Yes. Shit. I guess about 3-4 years ago.
Where?
Sacramento. For fight. It wasn't even my fault. Somebody picked a fight with me, and the guy happened to be white, and I happened to be dark, and the cops just nabbed me.
No. What kind of work do you do?
I'm sorry?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a wholesaler of body kits.
And how much do you earn a year?
How much do I earn a year?
Wow.
If at the pace that I'm going now,
what?
I'd be making nothing. I just started this business. Who is
this? Take any other kind of medication.
Who is this?
It's Malone.
Huh?
It's Malone.
Who?
Mr. Butler.
I can't hear you.
I want you to speak slowly, speak clearly, so that I can understand you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm a really smart lady.
I can't hear you.
Not only are you not a very nice person, you're also a slob.
I've been told that before.
You're a hustler.
Am I a hustler? No, I'm definitely not a hustler.
Okay. Somebody always is going to get the bad, worst part of the deal. Somebody's always going to end up the loser. Why don't you pay attention? Do you listen at all?
Okay, I've been really cool about this. Now you gotta tell me who you are, or
else
I'm about to hang up.
I'm
who are you?
Steps ahead of you. I'm a lot older than you are. You may be as smart as I am when you get to be my age, but you're not there now. So when I ask you a question, you'll give me an answer. Did you seek medical treatment?
You got 3 seconds to tell me who you are.
I eat morons like you up for breakfast.
One, two.
What happened in April?
Awesome.
That was very cool. Very well done.
That's Judge Judy on her day off.
Yeah.
She's like, I have nothing else to do. I'm like, just gonna call some people.
Have some crack. Get my cat pregnant.
I just thought that was awesome. They emailed me that. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. Do we have any new comments? I haven't looked in a while.
We have a few. I haven't posted them, but yeah, they're up there.
Seeing shit out of my braces, sorry.
What?
Oh, what? Ugh, stuff out of my braces.
So we're gonna try and wrap things up. We're gonna be hanging out at the Wet Republic pool at MGM tomorrow, catching the rays.
Hell yeah. Ray's gonna be there?
No, I said we're gonna
It's like an 80-year-old guy.
I said we're gonna be catching some rays.
Oh, now we got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're
I'm so white, though. You don't even understand. Like, I'm nervous.
I'm so fat. You have no idea. Like, it doesn't.
We cover the whole spectrum here.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're just going to have to
You know why it doesn't matter? Because there's a comp bottle in there.
You know, dude, it's just going to be chill.
You're like, Jay, I don't want to go to the nightclubs and drink anymore. All right, let's take it outside.
Let's do it.
So we're going to be hanging out there, and then Friday I'm going to be hanging out at the rehab pool at Hard Rock. So I'm going to be... I'm going to have a good fucking time off.
Yeah, you oughta. You oughta. You oughta. You oughta.
It's going to be good. Well, you know, when it's a... fucking 120 here in Vegas.
You might as well be outside by the pool.
That's right.
Getting dehydratedly drunk.
But we're out of time. We're not going to do the crazy 8 countdown this week, so we'll make it reach.
We'll do the crazy 16 next week.
All right, we'll do that. All right, sounds like a plan.
All right.
We're going to do the crazy 16 to make up for this week and next week. So. That's going to do it, Mike. Thanks for being here. It's always fun. It's always a pleasure.
Desert Fest is the next time we come on, right?
No, we got next week.
Desert Fest!
We got one more week, and then it'll be the fest.
Okay.
But, because Angela's going to be here.
Angela.
And I want to thank Al for calling in for muttonbone.com.
Yes, he was awesome.
Very good. Guys, check out the website. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to order them. We want you to, but you don't have to. Play some games while you're there. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have a few to give away. We're going to think of some interesting contests for you guys. I was thinking, like, if he sent us 3 or 4, plus the 2 we already have, if we blow them all up and take them to Desert Fest, they can sit around the RV and kind of protect us.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass. I think that'd be cool. We still got to get these out and take some pictures with them.
We do.
We will, though. We will.
I was speaking of that. I did put them up on my MySpace page. If you go into Rock and Comedy Pictures, there's a picture of Nick passed out on my couch, and we placed it ass up right in his face. So
he loved it.
There's a couple pictures where we actually interviewed the Love You, and she's got the headsets on, and she's in front of the microphone. So check out the pictures on MySpace. We always have a fun time up there, and. We'll see you guys around. If you guys are at the pool tomorrow, look for us. We'll be there.
Yep, we'll be there.
Partying it up. Anyway.
The likelihood is you probably won't get this by then. But
it's going to be up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. You never know. We might be there next week, too.
That's right. Yeah, you could see us. So
we're all over Vegas.
I have a mustache, so I'm pretty easy
Just
to
wipe your face. It'll go away.
Oh.
There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to do it, so we're out.
Peace.